Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I just thought of a way of explaining a significant point that I make a lot that may ring more true for some people, may make the point better, may hammer it home. So I talk a lot about how medications don't really put the body in a better overall condition. I say that it's not that almost any of these patented drugs actually just boost the thing that they market. Rather, I say that what they do is inhibit. And they find the thing to inhibit to make the argument that the thing that they're talking about works better. But all it means is that some related function is not working right. And so you are specifically stopping the body working well. And so I think that just doesn't hit home sometimes. So I thought of a different way to look at it. And this will be a quick rant. When I say that, okay, you supposedly feel better because, you know, you have some type of a inhibitor. What it's like is, or, you know, some other part of your body works better. I don't know, a cholesterol thing, I don't know. I try not to memorize them because I know that all of them are generally really not the best solution. And there are much better solutions if we would just develop them and promote them. When I say that that happens and that it's not ideal, here's the analogy. Let's say you're in a factory and the factory has a lot of things going on. Okay, and then you realize you must react to a certain thing happening in the factory, but you don't know anything about it. So, and you're the only one to do it. You and another person. It's like, we have to stop this, or we have to slow down this. So let's say it's we have to stop. Something bad is going on. And you guys really don't know at all what you're doing. And this is also really relevant to the analogy. And so when you're trying to figure out how to stop this thing, the best thing you come up with is to go find the fuse box. And that's what you do. And now you go, cool, we got that part to stop. Well, what does a fuse box do? It refers to any number of things. And then they call it the thingamajig conveyor belt inhibitor. That's what they would call the drug. So you find a fuse box, and yeah, there are a lot of fuses in there, but each fuse refers to and is associated with a lot of different things going on, a lot of different machines, a lot of different circuits. So there's no elegance in just flipping a fuse. And there's really no intelligence. And it's purposeful, less intelligent. I shouldn't say that. In the one hand, no, it is. I mean, we have all of the history of science and the way the body works. And the best we do is decide we can market to just flipping a fuse in the fuse box. That's the best we can market to. But that's your analogy. It's that any number of things are on one fuse. And if the one you're trying to show, look, I can make this red light go off, so there's your symptom. Or, you know, I can make this machine stop, there's the symptom that you're trying to make the argument for. Well, I can do that if I just find the related fuse. If me and the buddy, let's say everything will start up automatically, just start flipping fuses, and he's on the walkie-talkie with me, and he goes, okay, no, it's still on. Turn that one off and turn that one back on and flip the next one. And we do that until the machine stops working or a red light goes off. I have created that thingamajig conveyor belt inhibitor. Is that TCBI? Yeah, I've created a new class of factory drugs called TCBIs. Thingamajig conveyor belt inhibitor. But it is in no way elegant. And stopping that fuse stops a bunch of other things going on in the factory. So it has a lot of side effects as to whether it puts out the things that it's supposed to put out, which is its basic overall large mission. And if I've just turned off the red light instead of figuring out how to turn off the red light locally, then my basic overall mission, the healthy productivity of my factory has probably been affected massively. But all we report to is the red light's still out. Hope that analogy helps you guys. The system, the body is a very complex, comprehensive system. And we act like all we need to do to sell a drug is to figure out which fuse to flip. All right, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth.